Okay, we're just getting started. Showering on Yom Tov. So there's a certain allowance the Torah gives us for doing malacha, doing activity that is food related. Okay, so basically the Torah says, I'm going to read it in English, however, that which is eaten by all people, only it may be performed. So we learn from there that on Yom Tov, we're allowed to do certain activities that would otherwise be forbidden on Shabbos. They could be done on Yom Tov for eating purposes. So for example, a person could cook on Yom Tov. They could bake on Yom Tov, on the holiday itself. Again, not on Shabbos. Now, there is an understanding that this is limited to things which could not have been done before. So for example, or had you done it before, it would not be as good. So for example, baking a cake, when does it taste better? When it's fresh out of the oven or it was made yesterday? Fresh out of the oven. And therefore you're allowed to bake on Shabbos. Turning on an oven, when is it better? If the oven was turned on yesterday or turned on today? It makes no difference. And therefore, I'm not allowed to start a new flame because of that. Okay, so basically your oven, your heating elements have to be turned on before, but you are allowed to do anything that is food related. From there, the Mishnah has a debate between Hillel and Shammai about how far reaching is this. And we have a principle presented by Hillel, and that is mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shlo letzorech. Hillel says that anything which is allowed for food-related purposes, you're allowed to do the exact same malacha, the exact same labor for non-food-related purposes, okay? So he specifically goes ahead and says like this, just like I'm allowed to heat up water so I could have a hot tea on Yom Tov, so too I could heat up water to wash my legs and feet on Yom Tov. Okay, so we see Hillel says explicitly, I'm allowed to warm up water, and we're talking about a pre-existing flame. We'll talk about how that relates to our modern day homes in a moment, but basically says I'm allowed to heat up water for the sake of washing my hands and feet. Okay, so far so good. If you want to wash your hands and feet, according to Hillel, there is no problem whatsoever. Now, Hillel does qualify this statement. He says to wash your entire body. That's not something which I'm allowed to do. Why? Because if you remember the verse which this all starts with said that which is eaten by all people. And we learn from there this principle that has to be shaveh lakol. It has to be something which is universally appreciated, universally done. And at least in Hillel's time, at the time of the writing of the Mishnah, the Gemara, the notion of showering or a full body bath on a regular basis, that was abnormal. Keep in mind, the level of hygiene was radically different back in the day. And therefore, to wash your hands and feet, that was done regularly. To wash your whole body over a three-day Yom Tov, no way. People wash their whole body, I don't know, once a month or something, really. Pretty stinky world they lived in, okay? So basically Hillel says that since it's not shaveh lechol, it's not universal, therefore to wash one's whole body is not permitted. Okay, period. Now, there's a discussion, a debate among the later authorities, because nowadays, washing your whole body, showering, bathing, it's pretty much normal for people to do this on a regular basis, daily, every 2 days, but it's pretty normal for people to shower, wash their whole body every day or every 2 days. And therefore, the question is, would we say that, yes, Hillel said you can't do your whole body, but we know why he said it. He said explicitly why he said it, because it wasn't universally done by everyone. Nowadays that has changed, are we allowed to therefore go ahead and wash our whole body? This is a matter of debate. Some authorities say, no, too bad, it was codified. We don't know, maybe there are other reasons why it's codified, and therefore we're stuck. You could only wash your hands and feet, or maybe some understand this as not washing your whole body at once. So maybe washing part of your body, part of your body in the shower, and then part of your body in the shower, and that would be acceptable. Others say no. Hillel's principle was based on the norms of that time, and he explicitly stated why it's so. It was based on the societal norms. And if societal norms change, we could change too. The halacha would remain consistent, and therefore there are many who say you could wash your entire body, no problem at all. Okay, that's one problem that we have gotten around. That at least according to some, you could wash parts of your body, a limb or two at a time, but not putting the whole body in. Others say no, shaveh lechol, this principle means things have changed. I'm allowed to wash my entire body at one time. One other issue we have to deal with, one is there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that even if you heated up water before Shabbos began, you cannot bathe your whole body. Why? It's based on a decree. You know, there is people, without getting into it, well, we just don't have the time, but there is a decree on Shabbos that even if water is heated up before Shabbos, so you're not doing anything wrong, you're not allowed to put your whole body, you're not allowed to wash yourself in that water, okay? Now, the question is this. Does that decree apply to Yom Tov, or is it limited to Shabbos? Some understand that it's applicable on Yom Tov as well. And therefore, they say you cannot wash your whole body on Yom Tov because of this decree. Rav Herschel Schefter has a very interesting approach. He says the decree does apply. However, the decree was only for really hot water, the hot water of a bathhouse. If it's warm water, okay, comfortable, but not boiling hot water, just warm water, no decree applies. And therefore, on Yom Tov, I'd be allowed to turn on the shower and take a warm shower, very warm, just not really hot. Okay? And so again, just going back to that specific issue, some say the decree does not apply and therefore you can take a regular hot shower. Others say that, you know, it does apply and therefore you could take a, but you could take a very warm shower, not a hot shower. Okay? So let's just summarize the different issues we have up until this point. First and foremost, are you allowed to bathe your entire body on Yom Tov or shower your entire body? Some say absolutely not. Some say you could wash limb by limb, meaning not your whole body in at once. And others say you could put your whole body in at once. And I would, you know, if you ask my personal opinion, I would say you could go with that last opinion. You could put your whole body in at once. You could take like a regular shower. We'll talk about a couple of caveats. The temperature, ideally, you should, just to be safe, not take a piping hot shower. It should be warm, comfortable, but not a piping hot shower to be safe. There are opinions, though, who say you can take a regular hot shower. This is all, and we're not going to get into the technicalities right now, but this is all if you don't have a tankless heater. If you have a tankless heater, you're in trouble on Yom Tov, okay? So most old, normal houses have regular boilers with water, and then you're not causing any ignition directly. But if you have a tankless heater and it immediately causes the water to heat up in your house, then everything I'm saying here does not apply to you. Some tankless heaters, there's a little bit of a delay until it starts pouring out hot water. And if there's a little bit of a delay, then you're fine. But a tankless heater that's really, really good, and you'll immediately have hot water coming through the taps, that would be a shower you cannot use. You cannot shower, you cannot use hot water in your house on Yom Tov. Three more things you got to keep in mind. One, we don't use bars of soap on Shabbos, okay? Or Yom Tov. Not going to get into the reason why right now. Liquid soap, according to many, is fine. How liquidy does that have to be? Different opinions. One way of going about this is to say, like, if you take the, I don't have anything in front of me, but if you have a liquid bottle and you put it on its side and it immediately starts to move, right? So it's liquidy enough, not like liquidy like water. Some say it has to be liquidy like water. Others say as long as it's liquidy enough that if you move the bottle to the side, it starts moving, then it's okay. A good example of this, which really hits the border, is Purell. Purell is pretty thick, but if you turn it sideways, like a half empty bottle, you'll see it starts to move, and therefore that type of, so any liquid soap totally falls under the category, no problem. Here's where it gets tricky. Schita. There's an issue with hair on squeezing things out of something on Shabbos, okay, and on Yom Tov. So if you take a normal shower, you wet your hair, and then you put shampoo in. When you're putting the shampoo in, you're actually squeezing water out of your hair onto the ground. That's a problem. Okay, so what you could do is like this. It's a little funny sounding, but it works. And that is, before you go into the shower, take shampoo, put it into your hair. Your hands are dry, your hair is dry, everything is dry, the shampoo in your hair, and then go into the shower and use the water, just stand under the whatever it's called, the water, the spout, whatever, and let the water pour the, you know, squeeze, don't touch your hair at that point. Just let the water pull all the shampoo out of your hair. It's a little easier for a gentleman like myself with short hair, a little harder for women who have like thick hair and a lot of shampoo there. It could be a little harder, but that would be the way to do it. To start getting the shampoo out is problematic. Again, so you put the shampoo in when your hair is dry, and then you stand under the shower head, that's the word I'm looking for, and you let the water take it all out, and might have to sit there for a little while if you have a lot of hair, and you're good to go. The last thing you need to know is drying your hair in a towel. There is this misnomer that you can't dry yourself off of the towel, you have to pat dry. That's not true. What do you do when you finish washing your hands for Netilas Yadayim? You know, for before Hamotzi, you dry your hands regularly. That's fine. The problem is one of two things. The problem is squeezing into the air, or squeezing into a cup, or squeezing into a receptacle. If the water is being squeezed into your towel, that's fine. So basically, just dry it into the towel, no problem. The only issue is if it gets very, very wet, and your towel becomes like saturated with water, that's when it gets problematic, because then it starts squeezing water out of the towel. So if you use a good plush towel, you shouldn't have this problem. Women with longer hair, again, thick hair, sometimes it gets a little more problematic, so you might want to tap dry your hair if it's thick hair and you're afraid that your towel is going to get really saturated. So let's quickly review like this. You could take a hot shower on Yom Tov, again, difference of opinions, and respect those who have different opinions, okay? So I just want to point out, as I laid out over here, not everyone, this is not unanimous, but there's what to rely upon to do the following. This would be my recommendation. You could take a shower on Yom Tov in the following fashion. A, you do not have a tankless heater. B, you use water that is not boiling. It's warm, very warm, but it's not boiling. You then go ahead and you put shampoo on your hair. Before you go into the shower, dry hands, dry hair, put the shampoo on, okay? Liquid soap, as long as it kind of moves around a little bit, and then allow the water to push all the shampoo out of your hair, as long as that takes you, and then dry yourself off regularly if you're afraid that the towel is going to get saturated and start to squeeze out water, then you should pat dry, and you could have a clean and nice smelling Yom Tov. It's 3 days, it's long. Some of us get a little uncomfortable. If it adds to your oneg and menucha of Yom Tov, by all means. Again, there are different opinions, and let's respect those people with different opinions. They're coming from a very good place, but this is one approach. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Just as a reminder, we are not going to be getting together again until Chol HaMoed. We might only be on Facebook at that point, not on Zoom. I will let the Zoomers know that. Just depends where I will be at the time. And have a great Yom Tov. Chag Kashrus Sameach. Thank you so much for joining. Take care.
Thank you.
Have a good one, everyone. Take care.
To everyone.
Yes, yes.